listening to Brisbane Live on 4BC. Get into West Point Volkswagen to get a competitive finance offer on selected Tiguan and Golf.
Thanks for your company this Friday afternoon. The weekend is here, but it's still going to be very, very busy, especially down here on the Gold Coast, the Commonwealth Games 2018. And the host city, the Gold Coast, are turning on all its glory today. And as I've just told you, I've got the mayor of the Gold Coast, Tom Tate, who's just walked past me here on the deck of the Southport Yacht Club. Tom, you're on your way to a trade conference, is that right?
No, mate, there's a bar, a floating pontoon down there with a bar on it. It's quintessential Gold Coast, have a beer right on the water.
Yes, but is there work to be done there, or are you just going out for a drink?
Oh, I've got to make a speech and stir up the boaties. We've got a lot of boaties here and legacy, and making sure that the super yacht people don't sail past just to go to Brisbane. They come in here for a drink, then go to Brisbane.
All right, we've got the closing ceremony. We've got the closing ceremony on Sunday. Have you got a score or a report card? How have the games been? How's the city handled it?
You know, everywhere I go, people said when you can look around and you can see the infrastructure and what's it's done and all that, but the main part of it all, it's not what you see, it's what you feel.
Yeah.
And the volunteers, and I can tell you, has made the feeling of being friendly and generosity has triumphed here in this game. And I would say the amount of people that are volunteers from Brisbane,
yep,
that commute daily to put their effort in, because they view this as an Australian game. And I say thank you so much to all the volunteers, especially all the Brisbane people making the extra effort.
I can't disagree with you on that front. I mean, it is one of the positives. The vibe is good. We were down at Coolangatta last night seeing the beach volleyball, which was fantastic. There have been a few negatives, haven't there? What would you do differently again?
Well, what I would do differently is that understand the crowd a bit more, the passion for our athletes. Say, when the last of the Aussie athletes would be, say, long jump or run, they want to get up and go home and not to wait till the end of the event. So I would say to our transport people, instead of being on the back foot, instead of waiting and making sure that they wait for the spectators, not the other way around. And that's what we learned from the opening ceremony. Yep. And I try and encourage them, look, as soon as the Aussies are not playing anymore, people want to get home. Be there, wait for him. If you're wrong, you wait a bit longer, not the other way.
Yeah, don't let people wait. Well, what about local businesses? I mean, there's been a few making noises saying, where is everyone? And I've got to say, last week it was a bit of a ghost town.
Yeah. Well, everyone's waiting for the games to pick up further. I would say that...
it's Friday. There's only 2 days to go.
Yeah, mate. But... Yeah, today it's packed.
Yeah.
But the Get Set program about people's gonna should work from home and the traffic's gonna be congested, I think that was overplayed.
Yeah.
And so if we had our time again, we should be going, embrace the game. The traffic, well, it's one of those things, but it wasn't that bad. And so I would, and now we're putting a shout out to locals to get out, go to your normal coffee area, go and do your normal runs and normal routines. And that's the only part that I wish that we can harness the locals to come and spend the money. The international people are. But just we're lacking in our tourists.
Well, we've only got about 2 minutes on you, so
there's two
things I want to ask you, though. I mean, I just mentioned about a trade conference, and I know at government levels, local, state, federal as well, events like this can be, they're almost like big barbecues, big networking events. You get to sit down with people you normally wouldn't see, and you strike up partnerships, friendships, but also would lead into business. How much of that has happened, and have you had any success so far?
Yeah, we planned that. We call it Trade 2018, and what we did was we leveraged the Queen's Baton Relay from London and every country that it went to, just about. We had a trade mission there in Canada, Singapore, Malaysia, India, and the like. And in our own backyard, we've been speaking to people to trade within the Commonwealth Games. I made an example. Canada trading with India, great idea. Gold Coasters and Aussie, we'll clip a commission, don't worry.
Yeah, well, that's the point or reason I asked you that is because part of the legacy, you've got the infrastructure, you've got the trams, you've got the stadia, you've got the facilities, but there's also the knock-on effect when business comes to town, and that's the issue there. Now, one final one, I've got to ask you.
Yeah.
What's going on with your lights at Yatala?
At Yatala?
You've put the bloody thing inside.
Yeah, I know.
What's going on?
It's a screw-up, man.
Yeah. Is it staying? Is it?
I'm going to move it, and we're going to move them to the right location so that.
Where's that?
You know, it's going to go to council shortly. Mm. But I would say, thanks for the feedback for everyone to smash the lodge was in a long location.
I like the idea, but it's inside.
Yeah,
us.
I know. You can't see it. What happened is that we have an executive board who did the recommendation. They're very arty farty. Yeah. Next time I have a board, I'll fill them up with engineers.
Yeah, very good. You've got about 30 seconds. How much is that going to cost, though, to move the thing?
Mate, you know what? If we leave it there, it's going to cost us more in bad will. So we're just going to do it. And you know, a person that haven't had a crack, never done anything in their life. So we had a crack, and we're going to move it.
Tom Tate, thank you for your time.
On your band.
There we go. 4 o'clock, Brisbane Live on a Friday afternoon.